This morning's sports headlines are the kind Tiger Woods has been craving for months. Nothing about scandal, everything about golf. The headlines are blaring, Tiger is back after he played his best ever opening round of the Masters golf tournament yesterday. It was his first competitive golf since last November when news broke, linking Woods to numerous extramarital affairs. From Augusta, Georgia, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Try as it might to make Tiger Woods' re-entry as smooth as possible, the Augusta National Golf Club apparently can't control the skies. That's where a little prop plane circled yesterday, minutes before Woods' first tee shot, dragging a sign jabbing at Woods' claim that his post-scandal self-exploration has led him back to Buddhism. The sign read, "Tiger, did you mean Buddhism?" Wood said later he didn't see the sign, probably because he was too busy acknowledging the crowd that greeted him on the first tee like an old friend. After powering his opening drive into the fairway, Woods got into his rhythm quickly, hitting the ball and placing his shots really well. If only he'd putted better, he said afterwards, it would have been a pretty special round. His 4-under par 68 was special enough. It was his best opening round score at Augusta ever. And this was a guy who was supposed to be rusty after a nearly 5-month layoff. But Woods said everyone made the mistake of thinking the layoff from competition also was a layoff from practice. It wasn't.
My practice sessions had to be more intense than usual. And you don't have to play a lot of events, but if you take your practice seriously, and then go out there and play like you did, like you practiced, and then everything will be all right.
As pleased as he was with his game, Woods called it incredible, the reception he got from the Augusta patrons lining the course. And he reciprocated a lot. At times, walking down the fairway, he looked like someone on a float in a parade, waving, smiling, making eye contact.
I was saying thank you all day.
It's part of the Tiger Reclamation Project. More accessible, better golf manners, too. At times yesterday, a lot of heads didn't turn to watch the ball flight after he hit. People were watching Tiger to see whether the man who now speaks of spiritual centering could keep his infamous potty mouth in check. One major test on a bungled fairway shot on 14, Augusta resident Dennis O'Connor was a witness.
He had a bad shot, and he said, "Oh, God." Somebody walking the other way turned around and says, "You hear that curse word?" He said, "He didn't curse." He said, "Oh, God." I mean, we heard him clearly. Yeah.
Such is life for Tiger Woods under the new super-duper high-resolution microscope, as opposed to the plain old microscope he was under before. If it's having an effect on his psyche, it's not showing on the golf course, nor in the interview room, the same interview room where Monday Woods was his ingratiating best as he fended off questions about the scandal in his first press conference since it broke. Yesterday, after his first round, Woods was back in golfer mode, regardless of the questions.
Tiger, what did today mean to you? What did it mean to you?
It meant I'm 2 shots off the lead. That's what it means.
That lead is held by veteran Fred Couples, age 50. Tom Watson, age 60, the oldest guy in the field, is in a tie for second. Watson and Couples at the top of the Masters leaderboard? Now that's a headline, but one that'll have to wait until we figure out what Tiger's going to do over the next 3 days. Tom Goldman, NPR News. Augusta.